Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Now for the number one talk radio show from Clearwater Beach, it's Hollywood Connections with your lovely show host, Dawn Reese.
And my beautiful co-host, Yvonne Madison.
Hi, Dawn.
I know. What do you think about our handsome engineer today?
Oh, I think he's very cute.
I know. And so we have a full house packed show today, Yvonne. And we want to thank our new listeners for tuning in between 6 and 7 p.m. Today, because this is Hollywood Connections. We usually aired on Saturdays, but we have a charter company for a sailboat coming up, so we want to make sure that that time is open for our time.
And this is a good time for us.
I know. How do you like this time?
I like this time because more people, I think, will be able to listen to us as they drive home from work.
I listen to talk radio all the time at 1340.com on my way home from
Me
wherever
too.
I'm going.
I do, yes.
So we also have Ivy. Before we kick off the show, HollywoodConnections.biz, I want you to go to. Our phone lines are going to go crazy today. We have a full house. We have film directors here. Ivy, I want to introduce you. Say hi.
Hello, everybody.
You are coming to me. You're Michael Jackson impersonator, right?
Yes.
And you're going to be coming with me to Gasparilla, and we're going to do some interviews. I've never had a lookalike do interviews before. Are you super stoked about that?
Yes.
I know. So we're going to put some Michael Jackson on in just a second. What song are you going to sing to?
Dance.
I'm just going to dance.
Yes. You're just going to dance. I gotcha. And so we're also going to take you in the schools, the Be Cool, Stay in School. We have some exciting things. And you're going to be performing for the students as well.
Yes.
Because you do birthday parties and you do events and everything.
All types of events, yes.
Exactly. So we're going to get Bobby. Can we get that Michael Jackson ready to go? And stay tuned when we do some movement around here.
Okay.
We're switching chairs, and we're going to bring our film directors in just a minute. And enjoy this music while you're driving. And stay tuned, because it's a hot show. Super excited. And then I want you to come back with us, with our film directors in the house, and ask some questions as well.
Of course.
All right, so let's go to a commercial with Yvonne for a minute while we switch our guest around. And we're live here on Facebook as well as Periscope, tantalk1340.com. And do we have a guest caller on?
We have Steve on the line.
Steve from New York, right?
Yes, from New York.
Hi, hi Steve.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Well, we have you on the air real quick. We're going to go to a commercial 1 second. Stay there. We just have to do a little switcheroo in the station here. And we're going to our tax. Actually, I had my taxes done by Yvonne Madison's, actually, your son.
Yes.
He was phenomenal. I'm never going anywhere in my entire life again.
Yes, he's very good, very educational.
I know. So we're going to put that commercial on. And, Steve, we're going to be right with you in just a second while we bring our film directors in.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, Ivy, we're going to switch you.
Folks, do you
guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
I used to be a performer, and then I was an agent. I was an agent to some amazing actors and models. I was even on a TV show. But now, I'm going back to my roots. I'm looking to find the best undiscovered actors, singers, dancers, and the most amazing undiscovered models. I'm going to develop them, train them, and I'm going to make them stars.
This is the Star Movement. Are you between the ages of 6 to 22? Are you the best actor, singer, dancer, or model? And do you have the potential to be a star? Then come out and audition for us. Actors, we want to see two contrasting monologues. Singers, 32 bars of your two favorite songs. Dancers, come prepared with a 45-second choreographed piece. And models, be prepared to walk and take digitals. For more information about the Star Movement or to pre-register for your audition, go to www.thestarmovement.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're back, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in our new time between 6 and 7. Marcus, say hello to everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hi. How are you?
How are you? I'm great.
Good.
So tell us, well, we have Steve coming right back in a second, because I have him at 6:20. Tell me a little bit about your film.
Right. So I'm in production on a feature film. The title is Peace, Love, Unity, Revenge. It's an action film. The title is a play on the acronym Peace, Love, Unity, Respect. An ironic spin on that acronym. I've been working on it for the last 3 years. So it's an unusual kind of process of the production that we've taken. Basically, I made a short film, which also shares the same title, Peace, Love, Unity, Revenge. In 2013, it was made for the Action Film Challenge, which is a filmmaking competition run by Daniel Brienza, who was the former president of the Fortiful Network Tampa Bay chapter.
Okay.
So the challenge was a filmmaking competition that has been going on since 2010. I've entered it every year. And after entering it for 3 years, on the fourth year, I decided to make another one. And after looking at it, it came out better than the previous films that I'd made. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't mind seeing 2 hours of this and calling it a feature-length film.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it would, I would be happy with the quality.
Right. Now, that's such a great honor. We have two actresses here as well.
Great.
Did you have local talent for your film?
Yeah, it's mostly local talent in the cast and crew. Some people have come and gone over the last couple of years.
Are you talking about the whole Bay Area?
Yes, the Bay Area. I mean, yeah, it's been produced primarily with Bay Area talent.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Now, give everybody your website.
Yeah, so I'm all over the social media. The website is aspectratio235.com, but I apologize because the website itself is not quite live yet.
Okay. Well, we can always come back, too.
There's no content on it just yet.
I have actually, you drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale, and that was a little drive just to meet you guys as well and be on the show.
Oh, great.
She just got here. And I know we're going to go to Steve in just a minute. Steve, thank you. And you have a quick story that happened just in Los Angeles, right? Can you tell us? And this is why I have Hollywood connections, because I want to help people get connected into show business. I'm kind of like the sun. We have all these beams, and everybody is part of that beam, and I'm your source to get you to other places. Tell us your quick story.
Well, I gotten connected with somebody named, am I allowed to say his name?
Say a person.
Okay, a person that told me that he was a talent director, and he knew producers, and he was going to help me land my career. So I fly all the way to California from Florida.
And that was just last week.
Yeah, and found out that he was a
Con artist?
Yeah, he was a con artist. He was a scam. And
that stinks.
I was like there stranded, and luckily I had my own money, and you know, but he just left me at the airport and just left.
So, guys, you know, that's why I have this, because I just got chills on that, you know, and that's why I want to help you. And your friend is a friend of my husband's, and I said, get over here, I want to help you. Yeah. And so you're taking acting lessons where?
I took acting lessons in Miami, studio in Miami, and now I'm going to the New York Film Academy.
Okay, any advice for her that you'd like to say? Or how do people get in touch with you if they want to be in your next film? Or?
Well, you can call me or email me. Ah. That's a start.
There we go.
Do I have your number?
Yes. We will talk about that.
I'm wondering, when someone want to get a person like that person who scammed you, maybe some investigation should have been done before you went there. I guess, did he have a email or a...
Yeah, he did.
Okay. We're good.
I typed up his name, and I didn't put Los Angeles after his name, and so that's why I messed up at. Because when you type up his name, it shows up what he, you know, they warn people out there. I didn't see it. So.
Yeah, you don't need to spend, you know, so many thousands and thousands of dollars, you know. I mean, if somebody wants to be in your film, just email you, send a photo over. Is that correct?
Well, if they want to be in the film, well, I mean, we're doing, you know, casting calls and
auditions and et cetera.
But I mean, if you'd like to to contact me, and you know, by all means, I'll accept the contact. We're doing, you know, I have a casting director, and the film is still in production, but it is all fully cast. Mm-hmm. But there is one role that I am still casting for, and we are going to be having a casting call in May in Clearwater. Which is at the same location that we're doing the Condo Cops show.
Oh, okay.
Casting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so the casting director is Bobby Hill.
She's for sure. Very good.
Casting director on Condo Cops as well. So, but the film is primarily cast. I mean, it's a long running film, but we're actually going to be working on two projects back to back, and the other project is another film, and that isn't cast at all.
Okay.
So. Well, I'm still with the young lady here. How can we send a message out there to other people that, you know, may run into a person like she ran into? What any advice?
What happened? I kept coming in. It's kind of late.
Oh.
Well, you know, she was she went to L.A. She found somebody, I would say, on a social networking, and she believed him. She believed that he was real and he had real connections and could help her. And she flew all the way to Los Angeles, and it was a joke. And I got a hold of Fred, and we said, we're going to talk. And I said, get over here. Let's maybe see if you might be one of our reporters and get out there in South Florida. I have some plans for her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just to meet you. It's to meet many others and get out there on the red carpet events for us, as well as Ivy is now going to be one of our lookalike reporters out at Gasparilla. So, which is really super excited.
But I'm saying, for people out there, what could be a warning sign?
Listen to Hollywood Connections, call me. You know,
okay,
I'm a reporter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, 727.
Before they go that far with someone that they really don't know.
Right.
Yes.
And 727-871-7788. Any questions, go to hollywoodconnections.biz.
Yes, that's good information.
Oh, you're up there.
I'm sure there's red flags to look out for.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking about.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, and I know we have a full hour with you guys. We're going to go to Steve. He has a radio station in New York. Steve, are you on the line?
I'm here, Dawn. How are you?
Fabulous. We're doing great. And
I got to ask you a question, Dawn. How do you get drive time? I've been having my show here in New York for a couple of years now. I can't get drive time. How did you do it over there?
Drive time, like when you're driving?
No, you have your show between 6 and 7. Congratulations.
Thank you. We went more prime time. I don't know why we're hearing a snap. Are we on a speaker?
We got Mary on the line as well.
Okay, we'll be back. Who?
Mary from, she's calling in.
Oh, Mary from Gasparilla.
Yes, yes.
Steve, you got to hold on because we need Mary first.
Okay. Well, Mary's with me, and we're part of a story that we want to break to you guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have Gasparilla calling, and as soon as they call in, we need to know because they're on the red carpet tonight. Okay, cool. Okay. So hi, Mary. How are you?
Fine. Hi, Don. It's nice to meet you.
You too. And you have a good topic that you want to bring in.
Yeah, well, I want to tell you about, first of all, there's a movie that was banned in
taken out of the Tribeca Film Festival here in New York, and I want to read you an article from the New York Daily News a couple of days ago. In a sudden about-face, Robert De Niro yanked a controversial anti-vaccination documentary months that was in the making. De Niro announced he will be pulling the film Vax from cover-up catastrophe a day after he defended in a lengthy statement that triggered a fierce backlash. This is all from the Daily News. De Niro says, my intent in screening this film was to provide an opportunity for conversation around an issue that is deeply personal to me and my family, De Niro said Saturday. But after reviewing it over the past few days with the Tribeca Film Festival team and others from the scientific community, we do not believe it is contributes to our further discussion I had hoped for. The documentary is directed by Andrew Wakefield, a doctor and anti-vaccination activist who was barred from practicing medicine in 2010 after his 1998 study linking the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine to autism was discredited. Now, this is very important because this film kind of highlights what is going on in the autism community. And I have Mary here. Mary, help us out a little bit. Why this is such a major blow to people that are challenged with autism here in New York, but around the world as well.
Okay, well, first of all, Robert De Niro actually has a child with autism, so this is like a personal story. This is why he wants this out there. So, and what we've also got is we've got a Del Bigtree, who was actually the producer of Vax. And so this is a documentary, and we have lots of documentaries that go to Tribeca. We had one actually that was about 9/11, and they showed that. So what I'd like people to know is to start finding out, like, questioning why was this movie withdrawn? Who are the sponsors that are sponsoring Tribeca? I mean, this is a much bigger story.
Do you want to answer that?
And we have a CDC whistleblower
on a film that, Robert
that started in August of 2014. And in the summer of 2015, Congressman Posey went on the Senate floor, and he's very concerned about the information that he received from the whistleblower. And Congressman Posey is not getting any action in regard to a congressional hearing to look into the CDC. So I'm a thinking mom. I'm a co-author of a book. I'm about to have another book that I'm authoring myself. We have 50,000 hits as far as likes on Facebook on thinkingmomsrevolution.com. That's a great site to go if you have a child with a chronic health condition. And this is just a really important thing because this is affecting, I have people right now that work in doctor's offices that are giving me stories of what they're seeing. And right now, if you have a child that gets sick from a vaccine and ends up in the hospital in ICU, you will be asked as a parent to get a flu vaccine before you're allowed to see your child. So this is what we need to investigate this, and we need to find out, like, why do they not want this film at Tribeca? I mean, that's something we should all be concerned about. This is our First Amendment.
Right, and Mary and your listeners, Dawn, this film was accepted by Robert De Niro. 24 hours later, he retracted it. And why did he retract it? Even with his own child with autism, why did he retract it? There's a lot of answers. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered for this. Fortunately, Dr. Wakefield was able to get this film shown at the Angelica Film Center that's located right down the block from the Village at the Tribeca Film Festival. So this movie is still going to be aired at this center, the Angelica Film Center. From this Friday, it's going to premiere with a Q&A with Dr. Wakefield for 2 weeks. So we are on a passionate determination to get this film at the Tribeca Film Festival. And right now, there's a petition where over 30,000 people have signed to have the Tribeca Film Festival Committee overturn their decision that was made a couple of days ago. And Robert De Niro, quite frankly, it seems like that he's a pawn in this. However, he signed off on this, and now this film is not going to be seen at the Tribeca Film Festival. So this is a travesty which has to be discussed, and we really are thankful that you're giving us an opportunity to talk about this on your show there in Florida.
Well, and I can give you also, we had a press conference today, and Del Bigtree, who's also the producer of Vax, who's also a producer of the Doctors TV show, And it's KETCH.ME, and you can see the press conference on that website. KETCH.ME.
Oh, could I ask you a question? Did anyone really ask De Niro why he retracted on that? Did anyone ask him that question?
Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say there is an article that explains it. It's globalfreedommovement.org. You will find an article that explains that. And also, when you look at the sponsors, that will give you an indication as to what is really going on here. And one thing that Cecilia Farber pointed out on Gary Knowles' radio show yesterday, that there's a Hollywood Health Society, which I didn't know about, and there's also public health journalists in Hollywood. Now, Cecilia Farber is a journalist. She's an editor. She's an author. Her website is truthbarrier.com. We just need to really think about, you know, why we have got, you know, very high up interfering with our freedom of speech. That's what's happening.
Okay. Can I understand that you're saying that these vaccinations for the mumps and et cetera may also have some type of involvement with autism?
Well, I will tell you right now that in 1983, we were vaccinating from the age of infant to 18 years. There were only 6 vaccines given from age, okay? You take your baby in right now at 6 months of age, and your baby, according to the CDC schedule, will get 9 vaccines at one time.
Wow.
Now, I have personally talked to mothers who have lost their children because of that.
Oh, okay.
So, it's different now. They're triple dosing the vaccines. I don't think I would have allowed my kid to come out with more than 2 Band-Aids, which I don't think I did. But now we're seeing 6 Band-Aids on each child.
Oh, that's amazing. That is amazing.
Exactly. So we need to rethink this, and we're not anti-vaccine.
Right.
Well, I'm going to...
It's not about that.
Right. That is a really good topic, and that we're going to go more into that. And, Steve, I need to put you guys on hold. Listen for a second, because I got a lady on a red carpet right now. We're going to be right back with you guys, and we're going to go back into the film directors here and what they're doing and how they started out in this business.
Well, Donnie didn't introduce this one.
I know. We're going to get back because we have Gasparilla on the line.
Okay.
We're going to introduce both of them. Hi, we have Gasparilla Film Festival on the line. How are you? You there?
Hello?
Hi, who's calling in?
Hi, this is Alexia.
Oh, hi, Alexia. You're on the red carpet.
Hi, Alexia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. You're on the red carpet of Gasparilla, correct, right now?
Yes, I'm almost on my way there. We're heading there right now, and I'm really excited.
Okay, well, we're going to get some great interviews. We'll see you this week. Alexia, I just want to introduce you. Our top entertainment reporter is out there, and we're also waiting for Gasparilla Film Festival to call in the show as well. And, Alexia, we're super proud of you, and we're going to get back to you soon. Be safe, and we'll see you this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now, do we have another Gasparilla on the phone?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. They're calling in within the hour. Okay, so Steve, what I'd like to do is also talk about, you know, find out what the Q&A questions are going on this weekend. Update us. I'm going to also have our film directors that are here. We're going to introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Marcus Kempton. I'm a film director. Yeah.
My name is Joseph Wilson.
That's right. And we'll call in on Saturday's show, but also I want to let people know, even with autism, we have Rachel. And she's an amazing, talented girl, and she's won so many titles. And she's going to be doing stories for us, for both of us.
Yes, fabulous, yes. Excuse me, what did you say your name was?
Joseph Wilson.
And you are?
I own Speedy Enterprise Productions here in Florida. And I work out of New York and Georgia as well.
And you direct?
I am a production company, so I...
Produce, direct, you do it all. Probably.
Yes, I do all the crew and everything.
Mm-hmm. He's my director of photography on the movie that we're working on together.
Okay. You said you've been in production for 3 years.
Yes.
Okay, are you almost at the end?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we want to thank Steve for calling in and Mary from New York. And are you still there?
Yes, they are.
Okay, give your call letters up there in New York. And we'll be right back. Steve?
We lost him.
The chapter's wrap show.
I just want to question you, if you don't mind. How long will it take for you to actually finish your filming?
We're going to wrap production this year.
This year? So it'd be like 4 years in production?
Well, we started in 2013. This is 2016, so it'll be about 3 years in production.
Oh, good.
And we're going to we're going to wrap the production most likely by the summer, and then we're going to go into the fall and winter for post.
Okay.
To get it ready for the festival season.
Now, the script. How did you come up with the idea of this movie? What inspired you?
Right. So there's a short film that we made in 2013. The title is Peace, Love, Unity, Revenge. That is the same title of the feature film. My friend Ron Borders and I wrote this script together.
Oh, I know Ron.
You know Ron?
I do. Hi, Ron. Wherever you are out there in Radio Land. Okay. Yeah, he's a great person in production to know as well.
We've been friends for a long time. We go way back since we were kids.
Really?
Oh. And so we worked on a couple short films together before this one.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the catalyst for the film. So he's credited with writing the screenplay for the short. I basically gave him some story ideas, and we collaborated for a month and wrote the script. We produced it for the Action Film Challenge.
Wow!
And so it stars Joel Weinkoop. He's local actor. So the film didn't win any awards at the contest. It was nominated for Best Villain, mm-hmm. which is an award they don't even have anymore.
Mm.
And Joel Weinkoop was nominated for that. And then the previous, the following year, we made another short film. And the following year after that, we made another short film. So I have these three short films that are all connected.
Okay.
And made one major film.
Right. So what we're doing is we're using scenes from all three of these short mm-hmm. films, which the three short films work independently of each other. They're all self-contained stories. And we are using, we're going to take scenes from these three short films mm-hmm. along with new footage that we're still shooting, and we're going to cut them into a feature-length film. When I made the first short and then I made the second, I thought, well, maybe I'll do an anthology. But then I realized, well, A, anthologies don't sell very well. And B, it's just not really, it's just not what the story I wanted to tell. It's better to tell a unified story.
Mm. Awesome.
So that's what we're doing.
Very cool. Now, I know you may have a question for him. You drove all the way from Fort Lauderdale here.
How often do you have casting calls?
I mean, every time I go into production, I'll have a casting call, and I've been averaging about one or two productions a year, I guess you could say. I'm wrapping another short film that we shot over the holidays called Joey's Show Will Go On. Okay. It's about a female impersonator, Joey Brooks, and we shot that in Ybor City over the holidays. So we're in post-production on that film currently. So we had a casting call for that, sort of. But we're going to be holding another casting call in May, okay. Next month, for another upcoming production. It's called Joel D. Weinkoop's Nakota. That is the official title. Joel D. Weinkoop is in the lead, okay. And all the other roles have yet to be cast, except for Joel's.
Let me ask you this, because we love to do live auditions, and off the cuff on this, and I know we're going to check back with our callers. I know I have Lily Nicole McLeod probably calling in from X Factor. She was on, and she's going to sing for you guys. But can you do like a live audition for her? Let's say if you, just a scene, the two of these ladies, do you have something off the cuff that you could have kind of do an improv with them? And, if there was something maybe in your movie, like a scene that you could give them off the cuff that you can come up with, maybe?
Well, there aren't any. I can tell you. Well, in Nakota, which is Joel D. Weinkoop's script. Nakota. Just to give you a little bit of a backstory, that Nakota is it's a short film, and we're going to be producing it this summer. And what it is a follow up to a feature film that Joel Weinkoop made 25 years ago called Lost Faith. It's a martial arts like action film, and this is set for the 25th anniversary of that film. It's a short film.
Nice.
Which will coincide with the 25th anniversary of that film and hopefully springboard the sequel, Lost Faith 2, which Joel's writing.
Do you have to be in SAG, or do you have, does that... Do you need more experience in acting to...
Well... The production... I mean, it's a non-SAG project right now.
I think what I'm trying to find out was, if you can just, not a scene in your movie, can you come up with a scene for the two ladies to do live in front of you? Let's say you were doing the casting with Bobby, and of course you're the producers. Can you give them a scene to work out? Just an improv scene. Just come up with something.
For the two ladies here?
Yeah.
Like say, um, I, I mean, something that's non-cliched. There's like six roles that women always seem to come across when they're auditioning for films, which is like, there's the six cliched roles. So I would try to give you something that's not one of those cliched roles. You know, because you know, women prefer like. They prefer to do a role that male actors do.
That's
because there's just it seems like the women actors get there's just what I'm trying to say is they just get cliched. you know, women you know they want to have as many varied roles as men have.
Yeah,
of course. But as far as coming up a scene off the cuff with you guys to do right now, I don't know.
That's
I
mean,
what
do you like to do?
You know, just something like if you came up with something, you know, like your restaurant scene, you two are just meeting, you're waiting to meet a producer.
I need one with Seinfeld, I
go ahead.
Or a monologue?
Like,
why don't you tell me more about like what happened when you went to the airport to meet this guy and what emotions were going through your head?
Back to that story. Yeah,
back to it.
All right. Sure. So, okay, so, but do you have a monologue that you can do? Live on the air, Benice?
It's part of a Seinfeld script.
We need you to speak in the mic.
Oh, sorry. Seinfeld script. It's about the golden boy, his shirt or whatever. And so I was Elaine, so here we go.
All right, well, she's going to audition for you live.
Great.
All right, here we go. Live audition.
Action.
Okay.
You're on the air live.
I know,
you have three stations listening to you.
Okay.
All right, we're going to come right back. We're thinking about that. Because she's on tail. It's called Be Discovered. We're going to go to Lily Nicole McLeod. We'll be right back. Let's put Lily on. And before we put Lily on, well, hello, Lily.
Hello, Dawn. How are you?
My favorite singer in the whole wide world. I'm great. We're going to go to Lily Nicole McLeod's song. Do you have that? Can I play the one that we played before when you were on X Factor?
Oh, sure, yeah, please.
Okay, yeah, I had sent that over to the guys. I just want to make sure they have that. And we're going to talk, you were just a music video, you shot your second one?
Yes, the dance video to Superbad.
Perfect. Let's go to that song while we regroup here at the station. And are you ready, guys?
Which song is, tell me the name of the song real quick.
Lily, what was the song that you were on X Factor?
Alabaster Box. Summertime, I don't know which one you're referring to.
Okay, this
Alabaster Box is the one with the 17 million views.
17 million views. Do you know Lily? She just performed in Orlando at the Orlando Magic Game. You need to meet her. And she's on, so say hi, Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Hi there. I just tuned in, so like I missed what's going on.
Well,
hi there.
Introduce yourself to her.
Hey, I'm Marcus Kempton. I'm a filmmaker in Tampa Bay.
I'm Joe Wilson.
That's right.
Oh, hi there, filmmakers.
Hey. Nice to meet you, Lily.
It's nice to meet you, too. That's I missed the whole show. I should have tuned in earlier, but, you know, I got
next time.
That's
today
okay.
Today is a grandkid day.
Are you calling into the show right now?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, she's going to actually, I want them to play Lily Nicole McLeod. You can go to YouTube real quick and pull that. I did send that in the email. But, Lily, in the meantime, what are you doing these days?
Oh, wow, I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm still promoting, of course, the CD, doing a lot of traveling, trying to get that thing rocking. It's charted on three different charts in London right now, so God is really great. I'm not with a label, so it's just moving on its own. It's doing really fantastic. And in the meantime, I'm actually have a movie offer, and I actually got a part in it, and I can't kind of give that away just yet, but you're going to be hearing about it really, really, really soon. I'm also working on a new reality show called A Sizzle, which is being filmed out of Atlanta. It's actually moving down into the Miami area. I'm going to be really close in this area, working for about a year or so, trying to get that on the way. I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
Just staying busy. I'm just really busy. You're gonna see a lot of me on television in the next, I say, about 3 months or so.
Well, we're going to play your music real quick. Stay in line. I want them to all know who you are. You've got to hear this, guys. She's amazing. And she just got a movie offer as well. So let's go to Lily. Lily, hold on the line. Okay, so anyways.
You know what? You just made me realize tonight how good you are. And I genuinely feel tonight, Lily, you've arrived.
Last week went pretty well. After getting such a great response from the judges, I went back to the stage and my fiance was standing there.
Oh, God, was it okay?
Oh, my God, you're
I was shaking in my boots.
This Thanksgiving, I'm dedicating my performance to my fiance, Terry.
Wow, that's another favorite song of mine.
Incredible.
What do you think of her?
I have a question. Is that very good singing? It reminds me of Broadway in New York. Just got that New York feeling. Is that a Sam Cooke cover?
Oh my God, I should know. So many people have recovered that song, Porky, and I don't even know. One of the producers was there, always choosing our songs sort of at the last minute. We'd had like 24 hours to learn it, or sometimes even less.
Wow.
And then perform it the next night.
Amazing
but
voice.
I love that song, and I ended up remaking that one and putting it on the CD. That's not the one that had the 17 million views, but that was a lot of fun performing that particular song.
You have a great voice. Very amazing. Very good.
Well, they may not have this 1,700 views now, but sooner or later you're going to have more. I loved it.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to put Sandy on. Stay on real quick. And Sandy is our new reporter in Oregon, Washington State. So we're picking up reporters all over. And Sandy, since you're on the air, I've got two film directors in the house. I'd like you to ask them and say, reporting for Hollywood Connections, and ask them a question.
Hi, how you doing, Dawn?
I'm fabulous. Can you do an intro for Hollywood Connections? And we have two film directors in the house here. And I'd like you to ask them a question for your first quick spot on live radio.
Hollywood
okay,
Connections.
Well, this is Sandy. I'm actually in Portland, Oregon today. I was at the Film Festival. It's beautiful out here. We're having perfect weather. And I'm going to be covering some concerts this summer for Hollywood Connections. I'll be doing some videos and posting those on the site there for her. And my question would be for the directors is, I didn't get to hear the entire show, but I heard you talking about the women that you're having in the movies and such. What is your favorite movie that is out right now?
Oh, good question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. favorite movie that is out right now?
That's a good question. Honestly, yes. I haven't gone to the movies very often.
That's funny.
Lately, so I don't really have a favorite movie that's out right now. I haven't seen it much that's been out, and it's unlike me because I used to go to the movies every week, but I just haven't too much lately. So I don't have one, to be honest.
Well, I was thinking that you're probably too busy to be going to the movies, doing your own movie.
Yeah, it's true. I love going to the movies. And I'm going to be going to the Gasparilla Film Festival this month. I'm going to Sunscreen Film Festival next month. My film is screening at Sunscreen next month.
Yeah, let's talk about hold on the line, Sandy. Gasparilla Film Festival is going on right now on the red carpet. Do you know the events that are happening? Go to GasparillaFilmFestival.com. And what day are you guys going to be there this week?
I mean, I might go after the show tonight. And very cool. I'm going to try to pop in as much as I can over the next few days.
Okay, look for my beauty queen reporter. She's on the red carpet. You can't miss her with her sash.
I'm right.
As well. And so, Sandy, thank you so much. And you've got your media ID. We're really excited because she actually helped me cover the Funkadelics a couple years back. And some other...
Yes, we are going to be working on the Jackson show.
That's right. She's working on the Jacksons in her area. So she's going to bring us some great audio. So, Sandy, thank you so much for calling in. We love you.
Okay, Dawn.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, how are we doing with callers? Are we good? Is Monica on yet? Not yet? Okay.
I would like to talk to him.
Thank you.
I keep forgetting your name, but you're so quiet, and I'm sure you have something you want to say to us.
Joey. My name is Joey.
Joey.
Joey, yeah.
Yes. What do you like to say about what your part that you do in the filming?
Well, I run the production company, Speedy Enterprise Productions, and I work basically all over the country, but I've been focused in the big areas such as Florida, New York, and Georgia.
Okay.
And I tried to get involved on the Goosebumps film with Jack Black, but that just didn't work out. That was in Georgia. But I started filming when I was about 7. And I've been to 3 film schools. I've been to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh, Los Angeles Film School, and Full Sail University. And
are very good ones.
Very good schools. Full Sail was very, very fast. I mean, you had no time to eat. But basically, that's my dream. That's what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. Basically, people call me. I have the crew. We do lighting, sound, camera work, all that. So I'm your one-stop shop for production.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yes. I got to get that information. I'm sorry. I'm butting in. This is Lily.
I'm glad you are. That's what the show's about.
I got to get that information because I'm looking to do my next video.
There you go, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So I got to make sure I get that information for you, Mrs. Dawn.
Yes, I'll hook them up with you after the show, Lily, for sure. On that.
Perfect.
All right. And Lily, we want to thank you so much for calling in. We look forward to having you at the station with us very, very soon.
I want to come to the station, yes. And please, everybody, look out for Red Apples CD. Red Apples, Red Apples. It's got a lot of different great music on it and a lot of stories and messages and so forth. And it's really a great CD. So check it out. And remember, every time you buy one of those CDs, $5 goes to St. Jude Hospital for Children.
We love it. We love it. We love Lily Nicole McLeod, and we wish you much success, and God bless, and Godspeed ahead with all you're doing.
Thank you. I love you.
Oh, wait. Ivy, you have a question for Lily?
Oh, no.
Somebody else does?
For these two.
Oh, okay, Lily, thank you. All right. Sounds good. All right, go ahead. Ivy, you have a question.
Yes, I wanted to know what made you guys actually want to be in production for film, and plus if you see someone that's like an upcoming director, what would you say to them?
I've wanted to make films for as long as I can remember, and so I was crewing up in this production, and I brought in Joe Wilson, who as a director of photography, he's actually credited with a lighting director on the first short that we did, and he's moved up to director of photography on the second and the third shorts that we've done, and so I've always wanted to make movies.
I started when I was about 7 years old. I used to do stunts. I used to like jump off roofs and everything, and do all these like pretend I was in the war and stuff. And my grandmother actually started renting a camera to film holiday events. So I took the camera one day and just decided to film stuff. And ever since then, I just had a passion for it.
That's crazy.
You know, that's what Robert Evans told me when I met him from, Robert Evans, Paramount Pictures.
Yeah.
He said, on the red carpet, get out there, start filming, and get out there to the film festivals. And you guys are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really awesome blessing on everything.
Robert Evans, he has the greatest quotes.
I know. What's your favorite quote?
I can't even think of. I mean, he's
just one of the quotes.
What's that? That's the documentary about him, like where he's like, "You'll stay in the picture, kid," something like that.
Yeah, he was the one that jumped in a pool and came out a movie star.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, I love that. And so also too is we're going to call Monica. She has some news for us in Texas as well. And I think he just gave you the number, Benny. Okay, yeah, he's got a number to give you to call, and she's got some exciting news for us as well. And let's go to another quick commercial real quick. Let's go to Hollywood Connections, and we'll be right back. And thank you for tuning in. We're just kind of getting all geared up for our new time, 6 to 7. Yes. We'll be right back. Okay.
I used to be a performer, and then I was an agent. I was an agent to some amazing actors and models. I was even on a TV show. But now, I'm going back to my roots. I'm looking to find the best undiscovered actors, singers, dancers, and the most amazing undiscovered models. I'm going to develop them, train them, and I'm going to make them stars.
This is the Star Movement. Are you between the ages of 6 to 22? Are you the best actor, singer, dancer, or model? And do you have the potential to be a star? Then come out and audition for us. Actors, we want to see two contrasting monologues. Singers, 32 bars of your two favorite songs. Dancers, come prepared with a 45-second choreographed piece. And models, be prepared to walk and take digitals. For more information about the Star Movement or to pre-register for your audition, go to www.thestarmovement.com. Also, check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese radio show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, we're back, and we also have Jerry on the line. We're going to put him on as well as with Monica. Monica's calling from Texas. She's got some exciting news for me. I was trying to call you back, Monica. We're in the station. We've got 7 minutes left. How are you?
I am doing very well, Don. How are you?
Fabulous. As you, if you're watching on the internet, tantalk1340.com, as well as Periscope, we were live on Facebook. You have some exciting news for me. I am so excited.
Yes, Don, I do. Our nonprofit organization, You Are Somebody, is now sponsoring the Junior Journalist Program. So we're actually going into schools, working with children that are interested in journalism. We're going to be producing books and getting involved with the children. And we're certainly going to be partnering with you, Dawn.
I am so excited. And I sent you a bunch of things. And all I've done in Denver and Phoenix with the Reporters Workshops and getting these talents out there on the red carpet as they are tonight at Gasparilla Film Festival. And we want to thank Gasparilla as well, because that's what this is all about, getting the teens out there and the youth out there. And Monica, I thank you so much. Do you have a website up yet?
We do not. However, if anyone is interested in getting their young people involved, I can give you our 800 number. Would you like me to go ahead and give you that?
Yes, please.
That number is 888-303-4288.
And you know what I like about what we talked about today? We want to do, and this might be something with lighting, and we're going to need all this as well. We want to do a major award show for reporters. And we want to produce this because we want reporters from all over to come and have the people in the business give the awards to the talent that deserve it.
Yes.
So we're really excited. Monica, stand there because I need some water.
It's pretty exciting.
I know. You just caught my breath away. So in the meantime, can we put a hand clap or another intro to Hollywood? Because I've got a surprise for Peter and Yvonne. We're talking about awards real quick. So to put something on, because we have 5 minutes left of the show, and give me just a little intro of something. Okay? Here we go. Come here, Peter. Hold on, guys. This is just a fun... Peter, come here. Peter! Okay, so in the meantime, while I'm here, we have 5 minutes. I saw this today, and I want to give Yvonne the Best Co-host of the Year Award. The Best Co-host of the Year. Now, Peter, in my magic bag of Mary Poppins, I am going to give you the Best Sportscaster and Engineer of the Year Award.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Hold it up. I always do something fun because I appreciate their hard work. He does our engineering work so much, Peter. All right. So that's about it.
Thank you so much, Dawn.
All right. No problem. That's
I was so happy when I saw you there, Peter. You gave me my confidence.
There you go.
Very cool. And Monica, thank you so much. And we're going to talk after the show. And we've got lighting and we've got people that you can connect with as well.
I just wanted you guys to have the last say so about what you're doing and just put it out there.
Right. So we're making a film. It's an action film.
Yes.
It's called Peace, Love, Unity, Revenge. That's the title. We're wrapping the production this year. There's three short films. It's an unusual kind of process that we've done with this production. There's three short films. They all have similar titles. Peace, Love, Unity, Revenge is the first film. The second one's Peace, Love, Unity, Retribution. The third one is Peace, Love, Unity, Revolution. That's going to be screening April 1st at the Sunscreen Film Festival at 12:30 p.m. So that is the prequel to the previous two short films. These three short films are going to be cut together along with new material to comprise a feature-length film. It's an action film which is about rave culture.
Okay.
Or electronic dance music culture, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unusual kind of hybrid. It's an action film, but the music is a really important element. The only film I can really compare it to would be a 1984 film by Walter Hill called Streets of Fire, which is a rock and roll fable. Mm-hmm. This is more like an EDM fable.
Okay.
So that's definitely one of the inspirations I had making the film, Streets of Fire. Mm-hmm. But it's its own thing. I'd like to call it an original film. I have a lot of inspirations behind it, but it's an independently produced action film we're doing right here in Tampa Bay. There's really nothing else like it.
Thank you.
We're so glad
much.
You're here,
yes,
and just promoting your film, and we put the trailer. We did a lot of social media networking.
Yeah, yes. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/aspectratio235. That'll give you some info about the project. You can also go to twitter.com/plurmovie, P-L-U-R movie. That is the Twitter account for the feature film. There's also Instagram, plurmovies.
We want to thank you for your time, and we have 2 minutes. I know Jerry's online from New York, promoter of the Stars and Major Artist. I'm sure he's going to try to connect with you as well. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Dawn?
Fabulous.
Hi, Jerry.
2 minutes, but he's going to be connected.
I've got this great idea. I have all this video footage that I shot of you in Las Vegas.
Right.
So I'm going to put together a day in the life of Dawn Reese.
Uh-oh. Watch out.
Going up and down all over the place and from the wedding chapel all the way through to the outside of it, all up and down the main street, everything that we did down there. And Ken has got a bunch of stuff. He's going to send me that stuff. And
Jerry, we have 30 seconds left, and we're gonna call. We just
that
had
sounds
Barbara
interesting.
House.
It sounds really interesting.
We're gonna get Diane. She's got a book called Celebrity Obsession. I want to hold this up. We're done, and we're out. And anyways, Facebook. Maybe you could help produce her film. We're back. I said this show goes way too fast.
Oh,
you know.
I have a question.
You can ask him after, like now, because we're going to go out. She wants to interview on camera as well. Can you do a quick interview as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're also still on Periscope. So we are on Periscope, and we had a couple hundred
viewers
last time.
You're on the air also. We have 1 more minute.
Oh, we have 1 more minute?
Yes.
I thought you said no, Bobby. 20 seconds. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. If you'd like to be a Beauty Queen reporter, I'm getting new title holders. We have a Mrs. Florida and a Mrs. or Miss Teen Showbiz reporter. These Sashas are going to Orlando. They're going to be representing me and Hollywood Connections.
Good.
Go to HollywoodConnections.biz. I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
Guys,
thank
you so much. And thank you
Michael
for driving
Jackson.
All the way.
Thank
and Ivy,
you.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yes.
And guess
what?